Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
The weekend kicks off hot in some areas. Isolated showers and thunder showers can be expected over Gauteng as well as parts of Mpumalanga, Limpopo and the northwest. There is also a warning for extremely high fire danger conditions. That's over the central parts of the Free State. Pretoria today up to 31, Joburg 28, Mbombela 30, Emalahleni and Polokwane 29 and Rustenburg a high of 33 degrees.
In Pretoria on Roger Dyson Road, eastbound slow-moving traffic, that's at Voortrekker Road.
Mineral Resources Minister Gwede Mantashe has assured the country that contingency plans are in place for the uninterrupted supply of jet fuel to airports. South Africa's largest airport, OR Tambo International Airport, faced a challenge of jet fuel supply earlier this month. That was after a fire at the National Refineries plant. Mantashe said yesterday his department is working with various stakeholders to ensure jet fuel is available. And in Bangkok, most public transport will be free from tomorrow for a week in a bid to curb severe levels of air pollution. More than 325 schools have had to close today. That's 100 schools more than yesterday as part of their battle against air pollution. People have also been ordered to work from home while heavy vehicles are banned from using the city's roads. I'm Khadija D'Souza, back with more news at 8.
Well, completely unexpected drama at the Australian Open this morning. Novak Djokovic has retired hurt in a semi-final against Alexander Zverev in front of a sea of shocked faces. He struggled with his strapped left leg, eventually losing that first set after playing for an hour and 21 minutes. And that means Zverev will take on either defending champion Jannik Sinner or big serving Ben Shelton, who play in the second semi-final later this morning.
Both great players. Everybody who is in the semi-final against them absolutely deserves to be there. There's no easy draws. I have tremendous respect for both of those guys, and I think it's going to be an entertaining match. Hopefully some of you guys have tickets for tonight because it's going to be fun.
And spare a thought for those who did buy tickets. I just went to take a look now what it would have cost to watch only one set of that Australian Open semi-final. $899 Australian dollars. That's 10,500 rand.
Wow.
And then the guy goes off injured, and it is a different ticket for the second semi-final, so they're going to go home early.
Sure.
Djokovic hasn't gone home early. He's currently addressing the media as I look up at my TV screen, and he obviously spoke about the injury.
Yeah, I did everything I possibly can to manage the muscle tear that I had, and towards the end of that first set I just started feeling more and more pain, and it was too much to handle for me at the moment. So unfortunate ending, but I tried.
Yeah, muscle tear,
and you can see his left leg was strapped up, and he was looking very uncomfortable.
Wow.
Obviously didn't recover, and it's a pretty big shock and an opportunity missed for him. Very quickly, this weekend, back to URC for the South African teams. The World Rugby 7 Series rolls into Perth. The Bliss Box first match will be against the USA at 20 past 8. I'm Colin Jinger, and that's your Jackers Sport.
Isn't he pretty much the greatest of all time at this stage?
He is, just in terms of what he has already achieved. I don't think there's any one else.
No, I think he's got the most of everything and then some.
Looking for a 25th Grand Slam, a 10th Australian
25th.
Open. Yeah, title as well. And I think that he probably also feels a little hard done by, because you remember that during COVID, he wasn't allowed to play and he missed an Australian Open as well. Yeah. But at the moment, there is no one who even comes close to what he's achieved.
Listen, I must say this, the Australian commentators could do better.
Oh yeah,
I'm going to say it.
You didn't enjoy it?
No. There's a time to try and be funny and to make it about you and to try and be controversial. I don't know.
Oh, the stuff that he did with the fans, the Aussie,
the commentators.
Yeah,
I find them. I don't know. And I know Australian media and press definitely a lot more spicy than we are.
Yes,
but
very.
Vietnam, I don't know. It just it makes me. Even the interview with what's his name, the youngster.